on the hockey rink.
He asked me if I wanted to go, and I shook my head no, because there was no reason for, you know, fighting for anything.
But did he have a sporting chance?
He grabbed me by the back of the neck, slammed me down to the ground, grabbed me by the helmet, and slammed my head down two more times on the ground.
It's completely false.
And things will get physical in court.
You're going to do this exactly as you saw it, and you saw it, right?
Right.
Keep going.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 25-year-old Brandon Kroenke is suing 22-year-old Kyle Weidenhofer for assaulting him during a game of roller hockey.
Order. All rise. Yes, case number 349 on the calendar, the man of Kroenke versus Weidenhofer.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge, parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Mr. Kroenke, it is your allegation that the defendant purposely assaulted you during the course of playing a hockey game. This is roller hockey.
Yes.
The defendant says that this is a pretty dangerous sport. People get into fights all the time. You weren't wearing appropriate protective gear. You both fell. You got injured. He did not purposely assault you. That's your defense?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Have you ever been arrested for assault, sir?
No, I have not.
And I assume if I asked you the same question, Mr. Kroenke, you would say the same. You've never been arrested for assault?
Never.
How long have you been playing roller hockey?
I've been playing at that place for 5 years, but the last 3 years I've been playing every Thursday.
At the place where this injury took place?
Yes. Madison Square
And what about Garden. You, sir? How long have you played there?
Currently at the Madison Square Garden facility. I've only played there for a few years, but I've played hockey my entire life.
Had you ever played together?
No.
No.
When did this incident take place?
It happened on July 29th. We went there to play. I play there every Thursday. And the team that we've played ever since we started playing there. And all the guys have matching green jerseys. And these two had white jerseys on, and I've never played against them before, seen them before up there. The last 3 years I've played there. And
so you have a usual team that you play against?
No. There's five or six other teams, but everybody knows everybody from playing, you know, every Thursday. So it's always the same guys you usually play against. And these two I've never seen before. And none of the other guys knew who they were.
Can you explain that?
I've been in college away out of town. I had just graduated, and actually at my graduation party, it was my dad's friend's team, and he had asked if I could play for him.
So this is the first time that you were playing?
With this team.
With this team?
Correct.
At the Garden?
Correct.
Got it.
Yes, ma'am.
Who was there watching you?
My mother was. My brother is on the team as well.
Well, your brother never played with this group before, or did?
Has not. But
has
he's
not.
Also on the roster, but my brother.
All I ask is he has never played with this group of people before,
never.
And neither had you.
Never has.
Well, have had any problem with anybody over the last 5 years that you've been playing at the Garden on Thursday?
No, we've never had nobody.
And you played with the same teams over and over again.
Yes, and everybody knows it.
Keep going.
Okay, we started out playing. We had a face-off in our end, and the referee dropped the puck.
Try not to get too technical with me.
Okay.
Because the only kind of ball I know is baseball. You hit it with a bat, you run around the bases, and if you're lucky, you get to home.
Okay.
I don't want to know anything else.
Okay.
I just want to know how you got hurt.
All right.
Go.
All right. Well, we're fighting for the puck.
You were fighting for the puck, which is that little round circle.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
All right. I hit it to one of our players, and we were stumbling, you know, kind of lost our balance. We both regained balance.
Both?
Me and Kyle.
Okay.
Once we regained our balance, he was facing me. He dropped his gloves, dropped his stick, and he looked at me and asked me if I wanted to go. And I looked at him, and I shook my head no, because there was no reason for, you know, fighting for anything. So at that time, the referees blew the whistle, stopped play. At that time, I was skating towards our bench. As I was skating towards our bench, he stayed with me the whole time and was looking at me. Once I got towards my bench, that's whenever I turned, he came up behind me and grabbed me by the back of the neck, slammed me down to the ground, got on my back, and grabbed me by the helmet and slammed my head down two more times on the ground.
It's completely false.
At that time, that's whenever they pulled him off of me and I got up. I still had my gloves on, still had my stick. I had blood all over my jersey, blood on my pants, blood on my gloves, and I took my stick to push him back away from me. Then after that, the referees made him get off the floor, go to his bench, and then they made me get off the floor because of all the blood and go to my locker room.
Okay, that's when you were injured.
Yes.
Okay.
Once I got up, two of my teeth were shattered.
No, I get into your injuries in a second. Okay, sir. Now you tell me your version of the events.
Brandon had been slashing us, or myself and some of my teammates all game. He was being an antagonist.
Just a second.
Yes.
I have to tell you one thing right from the beginning. When you don't tell me something that makes sense to me, I usually find that it's not true. Now, what doesn't make sense was, for years, the plaintiff has been playing with the team that you infiltrated that evening. He had been playing with that team for years. And according to him, and I believe him because you would have somebody here from that team if it wasn't true, he had not had any problem with that team before you. So I don't believe that he was doing anything wrong to anybody else on your team that night. Do you understand my logic?
I understand, Your Honor.
Perfect. Now, if you had a problem with him, that I'm going to listen to. But I have to tell you, it doesn't make sense to me that all of a sudden, just because the two of you are there, he's all of a sudden assuming an aggressive posture with people that he's played with for years.
Your Honor, myself and my brother were the ones who were basically controlling the game. We had all the goals, so we kind of became the focus of their aggression.
Just a second.
Yes.
That may be fine.
Right. That's
just a second. That may be fine, but what you said to me before was he was doing slashing with a stick at my teammates all night. That's what you said. That's what I said I don't believe, sir.
Okay.
Do you understand that?
I understand.
Perfect. Well, now you're changing your story, and your story is that because you and your brother were making all the goals that night, his aggression was focused on you. That's what you just said to me. So you fixed your first statement.
Well, his aggression was focused on me. And that aggression was taken out on me via slashing me. And
Fine, listen to me.
Yeah, okay.
Listen to me carefully. That's not what you said before. Do you understand what
you
said before?
I understand, yes.
So his aggression was taken out, slashing you.
Yes.
But not the rest of your team members.
Slashing me.
Keep going.
He was slashing me. We, like he said, we were at a face-off. He slashed me two more times, in which
I... Now, when he slashed you, I want you to explain to me, because slashing, right, is like this. I assume that that's what slashing is. When he slashed at you, did he ever connect?
Yes, absolutely.
Tell me what your injuries were when he connected.
No immediate injuries, just pain in my legs.
What are the long-term injuries?
No long-term injuries.
So you weren't injured?
No, I was not.
So he's slashing at you.
Yes.
And I assume if he connected with you, he would have hurt you.
Yes.
So he didn't connect with you.
He did connect. I just didn't have long-term injuries.
No, you said you didn't have any injuries, long-term or short-term.
I said...
You just said that to me. I said, what were your injuries? You said, nothing short-term. I said, what were the long-term injuries? You said you didn't have any. That means you had no long-term injuries. You had no short-term injuries, which means you weren't injured. Right. You get where I'm going?
Yes, but I'm...
Perfect.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Keep going.
And then we fell. We both fell.
No.
You want us
you
to fall?
Right. Yeah, I want you to come right out here.
So we have each other, and then we both fell.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Brandon Kroenke claims fellow roller hockey player Kyle Weidenhofer assaulted him during a game. Kyle claims Brandon was the instigator.
Go ahead.
So then I confronted him.
How did you confront him?
I stopped and I turned towards him.
Stopped?
I stopped.
Stopped doing what?
Stopped the play. The play has
stopped the play and you turned, according to you, turned towards him. Which
turned
means
towards
at
him.
Some point your back was to him.
Yes, it was.
So your back was to him.
Yes.
You turned around.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're facing him.
Yes.
You got where I'm going?
Yes, ma'am.
In case you thought he was glib. Did you think your brother was glib?
No, ma'am.
Yes, you did.
I do not understand that word, unfortunately. Glib, that's not in my vocabulary.
What, glib?
Yes.
So you turned around to face him?
Yes. And then I said, what's your deal?
What's your deal? Now, when you turned around to face him, did you do anything? Did you drop your gloves? Did you drop a stick? Did you have your stick in your hand?
I had my stick and my gloves in my hands when I turned to him and asked him what his deal was.
Your gloves were on your hands?
Yes, ma'am.
And your stick was in your hands?
Was in my hands.
Go ahead, and you said...
What's your deal? He then skated towards me. We both dropped our gloves. We grabbed each other by the jerseys around the chest area, and that's when we both fell. But the only reason he got hurt...
Don't tell me the reason he got hurt.
He wasn't wearing the proper equipment.
Just a second. So you fell.
We fell.
So you're holding onto his jersey.
And he's holding onto
my... I want you to stand up, go over to your brother. Now, you turn around, and now you're facing him. Turn around. No.
No, other way.
Oh, this way. Sorry.
Now, show me how that happened. You both,
drop our gloves.
You both drop your gloves and both drop your sticks.
Correct.
Okay, so now the sticks and the gloves are on the floor.
Yes. No.
And you're in the middle of the rink.
Yes.
Now, you grab hold of each other's jerseys.
Like this.
Yes. And keep going.
And
show me, because you were there, right?
Yes, I was.
You were there, so you're going to do this exactly as you saw it and you saw it, right?
Correct.
Keep going.
And then we fell. We both
fell.
No,
no, no.
You want us to fall?
Yeah, I want you to come right out here. Come right out here.
So we have each other, and then we both fell.
I see exactly. Now, you're you, and he's him.
He's Brandon, yes.
He's him. Now you can sit. Now, show me where you were injured.
I've got a picture.
No, show me on your face.
Right here.
That couldn't have happened the way it happened, because that's not what he did. He fell on his side. He fell on his side. Didn't fall on the front of his face, so he would be injured here. Your brother, who was there, and a witness who wanted to testify, but you just did a really good job, fell on his side. First his shoulder, and then his side. So now he fell on his side. And what happened next, sir, that would cause his injury over here?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing happened.
Good. Now I'll see photographs.
There's a picture of it.
Statements.
You want medical?
Yes. And you have a...
Police report.
I'd like to see it. What do you do, sir, for a living?
I work for a trophy store, and I'm a grad student.
Well, this report says that you started the fight.
It may say so, and it was only after I was antagonized, but it also states...
That's what this report says.
It also states that his argument was false, that his claim is that I grabbed him from behind while he was skating away, that I grabbed him by the head and shoved
his... It also says that you didn't tell me that what you told the police was totally different from what you told me.
Which was... weird to me, because I didn't actually say those things to the...
So the police...
It's not that he maybe misconstrued what I said, because when I was telling him my statement, he wasn't writing anything down.
Oh, he's got it in quotes. He's got it in quotes.
If I attacked him from behind and I slammed his
head... No, I'm just telling you that what you swore to me today was different.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I wasn't a substitute, though. I was on the team.
That's not what I asked you. Had you ever played with this group of six before you and your brother? That's what I asked you. You're a wise guy.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Brandon Kroenke says he was injured when Kyle Weidenhofer physically assaulted him during a game of roller hockey.
Now, you also told this policeman that he had been slashing your teammates all night, which I don't believe, that he had been slashing your teammates all night, because those are the same people he had been playing with for years.
He was slashing my teammates. He doesn't play against those.
Yes, he does. He said they play together. There are six teams that play all the time. You were the only two people that came in and were joining this team for the first time. They had been playing with each other for years on Thursday night. Did I get that wrong?
He was slashing me and my other teammates. He was. Absolutely.
I didn't ask you that. I said, did I get that wrong?
I am...
That he plays with the same team all the time. You substituted for two people who had previously played as part of this league of six or whatever it is, teams that play every Thursday night. You had not played in Madison Square Garden for a while.
I wasn't a substitute, though. I was on the team. I was on the roster.
That's not what I asked you. Had you ever played with this group of six before you and your brother? That's what I asked you. You're a wise guy. How did you get on this team that night?
We were asked to play.
By whom?
By the team captain.
How did you know the team captain to ask you to play?
He's a friend of my father's.
So the team captain of that team is a friend of your father's.
Correct.
And asked the two of you if you would like to play in that game that night.
For the season, yes. But yes, to that night, yeah.
Well, you didn't play for the season because you were banned from Madison Square Garden.
Well, there was games prior to this game.
Had you ever played with that team before?
The season, no.
Had you ever played with those other six people before?
Before that night or before the season?
Before that night?
Yes.
Who?
Every one of them. I was there.
When were you there?
Thursday nights. We have Thursday nights game. This was maybe the fourth or fifth game in the season. I'd been playing with this team since the start of the season. This was the first time that our team had played Brandon's team in the season. It was the very first time for this season that we had played. But I had been playing on this team.
Have you been back to Madison Square Garden to play since?
No, that was the last time I played there. We switched rinks since then because they had ejected me from playing there and him because of this incident until everything was settled.
So I'm not allowed to play there anymore?
Not until everything is settled between me and him.
And when is that going to take place?
I guess here.
You mean as far as your medical bills are concerned?
Yes.
Now, tell me, what kind of equipment were you wearing that night? He mentioned something, this young man, about you having equipment that was...
Everybody wears the same stuff. We have hockey pants, a jersey.
I'm talking about...
We just wear a helmet with a strap, and then we have shin guards and a girdle, and that's all we wear, and gloves. Other than that, we don't wear any other equipment.
Well, what were you wearing that he was not?
A face shield. Also with a chin strap that it's like a football, kind of like a football chin strap. It's
you were wearing
large.
A face shield?
Yes.
Was anybody else on your team wearing a face shield?
Yes.
Were all the members of your team wearing a face shield?
No.
How many members of your team were wearing face shields?
90% of them.
Well, how many people would that be?
7 of 8.
So there was only one member of your team that wasn't wearing a face shield?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, what about on the plaintiff's team? How many people on the plaintiff's team were wearing face shields?
I'm not sure. If I were to say a guess...
Don't guess. I want you to think about it.
4 out of 8.
Is that what you would say too, sir? 4 out of 8 people on his team were wearing face shields.
I would agree.
Yes, sir.
There's only one person on our team that ever wears a face shield. And then on their team, there was only probably Kyle and maybe one other person that had a face shield.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of an assault? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, you're his mother, I assume. If you were to testify, I assume you would testify to pretty much the same thing that your son testified to. Is that correct?
Correct.
And other than the visual testimony that you have already given me, if you were to testify, I would assume that you would support the version of the events that your brother gave me.
Correct.
Could you stand up, please? I'd just like you to tell me what your unreimbursed medical bills were.
It was $1,359 for the oral surgeon and $100 copay for the chin.
And those were your unreimbursed?
So far.
That's what I have, so far.
Uh-huh.
For both medical and dental?
Yes.
Hockey is a, you know, I've seen just a little bit of it, and hockey is a dangerous sport. And I've seen people get hot and start fighting with each other, and they jump over. You know, I've seen the ice hockey part, but I haven't seen the regular roller skating part. I figure it must be the same kind of nonsense, you know, that's...
Basically.
Happens. No. I don't believe your version of the events, sir. I don't believe them. I think somewhere in the middle of what the plaintiff testified to in yours, but I certainly think that that day there was aggressive conduct on your part that was totally unnecessary within the purview of this game, that you started this confrontation, that you were the one who precipitated the fight by asking him if he wanted to fight. According to all the reports, you put your hands on him first by grabbing his jersey. That's according to your report. I'm not even counting his. And the fact that he was injured had absolutely nothing to do with the fact that he wasn't wearing sufficient equipment. He's been playing this game for a long time, and I assume that he wears the same kind of equipment all the time. As do some of your team members. I think that you had an aggressive evening that day, and that as a result of that, he was injured. I also think that the sport carries with it a certain amount of that sort of potential. But I believe that the defendant is responsible for your unreimbursed medical bills. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,500. That's all.
Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
It's just, he had an anger issue.
That's part of the game.
I don't know what his deal was.
No hard feelings.
I'm happy everything's settled.
Not sure we'll be friends, but
just glad it's over with.
We'll definitely move on from it.